Welcome back to the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN with Cardinal World Series champ Brad Thompson and Chris Ronji. I'm Randy Carricker, and it's time to shine our senior spotlight on the Parkway West girls lacrosse team. Emily Lovercheck is the coach there, the longtime coach of the Longhorns, and she joins us now on 101 ESPN. Emily Lovercheck, thanks for taking the time with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Emily, just the fact that you are talking to us right now and your team, the Parkway West High School lacrosse team, is in our senior spotlight, I think it just tells me everything about how you feel about your team. You're pretty proud of this group, aren't you?
Oh, I'm so proud of them. They've worked so hard. We had 20 girls this year on the varsity squad, and 10 of them were seniors. We graduated no players last year. So we're close-knit, and it's just really devastating that they had so much potential, and they're not going to be able to see any of the field time. So,
how often does it happen where you have no graduating seniors one year, and then the following year you've got 10 of them? It seems very unusual to me.
Yeah, I've never heard of it happening, and I've never experienced in my 13 years coaching. It was a very unique situation, a very unique and special group of girls to have that year of experience at the varsity level playing with each other and just, you know, figuring out each other, and getting to have one more year to do that was going to be something very, very special for sure.
And Emily, we're all lacrosse novices, but in the little bit that I've watched lacrosse, it seems like chemistry is a big part of it. And having a group of girls that has been together for that long really had to be a big advantage for you as a coach and for them.
Yes, chemistry is huge. And also that when you first year on varsity usually is a learning year. And then once you figure out the speed and the pace of play, usually that second year is much better. So, and a lot of my girls play in the off season together. They do summer leagues, they do camp. So some of these girls have been playing together for almost 4 years. So to kind of see it every year get a little better and a little more cohesive is really exciting to watch. And I'm very proud of them for everything they've accomplished up to this point. And also very proud of them how they've acted through this whole time. They still text each other all the time. We're doing special things on Twitter. They do challenges. So even though they're not on the field, they're still very connected as a team and there to support each other, which is really amazing.
That is cool that they're all leaning on each other. It makes it a lot easier when you got other people going through the same things that you are, that you can count on. I wanted to know, with the 10 seniors that you had, I mean, what were the expectations this year coming in?
We all had very, very high expectations. This team was, like I said, very, very special. We had a lot of probably top state players that were coming out and playing with each other. So our goal was always this season was Final Four or to be in that state championship. That's what our plan was. That's what we'd hoped for. And that's what these girls last year were working so hard on the field to do, because they knew that this was going to be something special for them.
You know, it's a difficult thing to not get to finish something that you've started, especially if you're thinking and hoping that you're going to have a pretty good team. How has everybody been able to handle it? You said they've all been keeping in contact, but as far as being able to handle the idea of not actually getting to finish and follow through with a season, how has everybody been doing, including yourself?
I've been doing fine. Okay. It's just heartbreaking really for them to see all the work they've put in and all the hours, togetherness and skills, it's just really heartbreaking for them, for me to see that. The first time I heard it, as soon as I found out our season was canceled, 15 minutes, I said, let's have a Zoom call. So I got all the varsity team on because I wanted to be the first one to tell them before they found out somewhere else. And there was a lot of tears. A lot of just like blank stares from the seniors and just couldn't kind of believe it. But after that, my three captains, Lauren Ottensmeyer, Katie Mendonza, and Emily Loughran, messaged me and said, hey, we still want to do these daily challenges. We still want to be connected as a team. We still want to be there for each other. And since then, like I said, they're constantly reaching out to each other, doing everything they can for each other, just hoping that maybe this summer we can get together and do something for lacrosse, have a little senior night or play on the field one more time. I've written them little letters to the team with a picture of our jamboree. That's the only time we got to play this season. And just, told them, I'm thinking about you. We'll all be together again soon, hopefully. Just stay safe. and take care of each other, and they've really done a good job at that.
Emily Lovercheck is the head girls lacrosse coach at Parkway West, and she is in our senior spotlight on 101 ESPN. And you mentioned your three captains and three girls that have played an awful lot of lacrosse for you.
Yes. All four of them played for 4 years in the program. Emily Lochran and Lauren Ottensmeyer played 4 years on varsity. And then Lauren Ottensmeyer also played, I believe, eighth grade as well. So they've played a lot of lacrosse in the St. Louis area. They've played on club teams, summer league, open gyms. Those three young ladies, these last 4 years, have always been together. And their chemistry and their growth of skills and knowledge of the game has just grown exponentially.
And Emily, you played for a long time. Compare what lacrosse is for a young person now, whether it's a boy or a girl, as compared to when you played at Hazelwood Central back in the early part of the 2000s.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. It's completely different. Back when I started, I was a soccer player. I was like, you know what? Let's try something different. Let's try this random lacrosse game. But now there's youth leagues starting, you know, in kindergarten, first grade with SLILA and CYC. And we're actually seeing that at the high school level. Girls are coming in, you know, 5, 10 years ago. They've never picked up a stick before, had no idea what lacrosse was. And every year now, more and more players played at the younger levels. And the younger levels are getting more competitive in the St. Louis area and just growing like crazy. There's so many youth teams out there. So many club teams have popped up the last 10 years and just doing great things to help grow the sport on the girls and the guys' side. A lot of people that have given a lot of time and effort to make the sport well-known and to have students and have an outlet to try something different.
Emily, how many games – I'm sorry to cut you off there.
Emily,
how many games are in a varsity season?
It's like typically like a soccer season. So we usually have about 18 games and two tournaments, and then, of course, the state tournament.
How does somebody score 116 goals?
She's amazing.
That's incredible.
It is incredible. Yeah, she, last year, it's a crazy story. So last year she hit her 100 career goal mark beginning of the season. So she hadn't scored 100 goals in total in her 3 years on varsity. And then she scored 116 total. She's just a phenomenal player. She's hard to mark. She sees the field really well. She's quick, hence why she's playing in college. She's just amazing. She has great drive to her. Like, nothing can stop her and get in her way. 116, she tied the record. Actually, a Ladue player and another Parkway West player actually hold that record with her now. So it's a huge accomplishment. I'm so proud of her.
Yeah, pretty good year for Lauren Ottensmeyer.
How did you make that jump? You said that she goes from 1 year to the next, and it was just an explosion. How does that happen?
You know, she's put in a lot of work. She is 100% a true lacrosse player. She plays all the time. She's always willing to go up to the school and work on her shots or hit the wall and work on wall ball. She watches a lot of lacrosse. She just is definitely a student of the game. And every year you could see her get more and more confident. And I think last year being her third year on varsity and there were no seniors above her, she stepped up as a leader, like, I got this, I can take this team, and we can work together and be successful, and she was successful as well. A lot of the girls knew that if we were double-teamed, she could handle it. She's just really good at getting open and driving to the goal and making really smart decisions on shot placement.
Emily, I have to believe, as a coach, I know that you're keeping track academically of your girls, too, and they have to be so bummed out by the fact that they don't get to have their normal graduation.
Yeah, no, I've been doing grade checks on them and sending them emails just to make sure, you know, they're still engaged in the learning process and still, you know, because they are student athletes, the student part comes first. The seniors are really, really bummed. I mean, they don't get a senior season, prom, graduation. It's just a really hard pill to swallow. I think they're hopeful that maybe something positive will come out of this and they'll somehow all get to deal together again. But I don't know. But I'm always trying to stay positive for them. I hope that they can do some type of graduation or some type of something special to send off the seniors.
Emily, we know that playing a sport is much more than just playing a sport. So 4 years of lacrosse, you learn a lot of things. You learn a lot of life lessons. You learn about being a teammate. When you look back at your group of seniors, what do you hope that they picked up over the last 4 years?
I think over the last 4 years, or anyone in the program, I think it's important for them to take away perseverance and to never give up. That it's important in any type aspect of life that you always give it your all. You will make mistakes, you will falter, but you come back from those mistakes and get even stronger and make changes to be better in life. I also think it's important for, you know, girls to know that they're empowered in the program, that they can accomplish anything that they put their mind to, no matter what it is, as long as they're willing to put in the hard work and know that there could be obstacles, but they can overcome anything. So that's why I really want people to get out of the program.
Well, I'm sure, like the rest of us, you're finding yourself a little bit of, cabin fever at the moment.
Yes.
How are you finding ways to occupy yourself during this time?
Well, I'm doing a lot of home projects. With coaching in the spring, I'm not, for the last 13 years, I've never been home during this time much. So I'm kind of forcing myself to do things around the house, which, you know, there's a lot more to do when you start looking for things. So.
Good. We're proud of you. Hey, Emily, we want to provide you the opportunity to give a shout-out individually to those seniors, too, because we're talking about your group and you're their representative. So if you'd like to give each of the girls a shout-out, we'd be glad to provide that opportunity for you.
Absolutely. Seniors, I'm so proud of you for everything you persevered through, and I know you all have a bright future ahead of you. Seniors, I love you. Ava File, Lexi Boland, Olivia Mara, Libby Hoffner, Emily Weaver, Lauren Ottensmeyer, Katie Mendonza, Jenna Mercer, Charlotte Zara, and Emily Lofgren. I am always here for you if you need anything.
Emily Lovercheck, great work. Thanks so much for your time today, and congratulations to you on bringing those seniors through your program, and continued success at Parkway West.
Thank you so much.